Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say? Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire
podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com. There's some apps out there. Z92 has an app, T95 has an app. Yesterday, I believe, was the Blaze's birthday. 29 years of the Blaze in Lincoln. Congratulations to that radio station. We've been proud to be part of that station for, I believe, over 10 years now. Something like that. I don't know the exact date.
The inception of the Blaze. Yeah. They share a birthday with Nebraska. Wasn't it Statehood Day yesterday?
Yes, it was. Proud day.
Back in 1867?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah. Back when it was good.
Nebraska became more than a territory. Right. It was one of the United States. Right. So we got this from Chris. Catching up on the podcast, you talked about playing music in the OR during surgery.
This is interesting, yeah.
I'm a nurse anesthetist, and we definitely do listen to music most of the day. Heart surgeons and neurosurgeons may or may not, but most turn it down or off during intricate parts of the surgery.
Yeah, that's a good question. Right, good
or
question.
If the S hits the fan. Right. Most orthopedic surgeons blare music. Nothing like watching a bunch of old white guys bob their heads to Wu-Tang Clan through a hysterectomy.
Well, that's kind of a weird sentence. I love that. Yeah. You say that loud. Here's a problem, though. I'm not picking on Wu-Tang Clan. I'm not a fan of that. I don't really know much of music. But I know if I'm in a car and there's music going that sucks, like my kids are playing something, I don't even want to be driving. I want to hit a tree. if I'm the guy in charge of life and death, like I'm the guy with the scalpel and the needles and all that, I'm the surgeon. The music is going to be – it cannot be songs I don't like or type of music I don't like because – I will be angry and just slice people open. It would have to be music that relaxes me because I'm in charge.
I would think you would have to put together like a special playlist.
Your own, right. Exactly. But it sounds to me like they're saying, oh, we'll play something and somebody don't like. Well, they didn't say that.
Well,
like,
I would bet maybe some of those guys just, they don't care.
Like, I know.
Whatever you
but
guys want to listen to,
but
that's
I
fine.
Don't get that because I do care. In my free time, if I'm in a car and some of my son's music is just so bad, and you guys would think so too, it's that... That auto-tuned rap stuff. I said, I just can't drive. I want to hit a tree, you know?
But if the surgeon, if the guy in charge wants something different, they probably have to defer.
Oh, yes.
Because
of
that.
Of course they do. Yeah.
Because
of
that.
Of course they do, yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe some guys can just tune it out. You know, when I had my daughters in the car, they were popping between top 40 stations all the time.
I can't tune it. Not for a long period of time. Short trips, yeah. But if I'm on a road trip, nope.
Not a road trip. No, this would be like, you know, coming home from school.
Oh, that's
or something.
So different.
I could tolerate it for a few minutes.
But they have headphones now. And they got phones that plays their music, so it's really cool.
No, this was a day when, you know, they punch on the preset button.
Right, right.
You know, probably 18 times in a 5-minute
drive.
Well,
by the way, I did discover why Top 4 radio sucks. What's my daughter reset age? Because she had flipped around in my car a few times. I thought, oh, my God, this is horrible. But it's not aimed at me.
Yeah, see, I remember,
it's aimed at little girls.
I remember being told when I was a kid, if you want to change the radio station, you can do that when you drive.
Yeah.
Other than that, keep your hands off the radio.
Yeah.
See, I never threw the gauntlet down.
Yeah.
Again, because it was only for a few minutes.
What's new, Craig?
But I wouldn't mind if Zane would jam a little Linkin Park as we were driving to Wyoming.
Yeah.
That was tolerable.
A couple of your kids had some taste.
And they go through that country phase. At least my daughters did. Because of their friends.
Until they found out it was racist.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
No, it's not all racist.
I know.
But it is all terrible.
It is all terrible, right? Oh, it's brutal. Yeah, I've heard some of that too.
Was on this date in 1931. You might remember where you were when the Star Spangled Banner officially became the national anthem of the United States of America.
I sing it every morning.
Francis Scott Key wrote the song during the War of 1812.
Right. What year was that?
1780-something, I think.
Yeah, I think so. And we got to stand all the time, every game, every meeting.
Followed by some prayers.
God needs to be back in school.
Pledge of Allegiance. Reading to the gospel.
And then finally get to the meeting.
Right. Well, no, the race.
Right. Oh, the... That's right.
I'm thinking about that.
Boogity boogity.
Oh, pre-race activity.
Yeah, exactly.
Got to do all those.
The invocation, right, yeah. Thoughts and prayers, somebody hits the wall.
It took me 3 minutes into Bob's Burgers after I hit the Family Guy on the DVR.
Pissed me off, man.
The hell ran? Football's over.
What ran later? Was it race?
The race? The race. It had to have been NASCAR. Right.
Same thing yesterday, Puss. I was pissed off and missed Family Guy again. And I hate that.
Yeah, I got to go to the Fox app. I got to get that back, and I can get you can get it there.
Because when I fired up my DVR, I got 20 minutes of Bob's Burgers and 10 minutes of Family Guy.
Yeah.
I didn't get any of Family Guy. Well, I must have. I didn't bother. If I can't watch Family Guy at the beginning, I'm lost. I mean, well, I got to be set into the story right away.
You get the first 10 minutes of Family Guy.
Right.
You don't get the last 20 minutes. You don't get
the conclusion. Well, I'm not going to watch it. I'm not going to watch it.
Yeah, but I hung with Bob's Burgers for like 4 minutes going,
thinking it was gonna
wait, snap. Going, and then I'm going, wait, no, this isn't the end.
It's up.
I thought, oh, it just caught a couple of seconds. No, this is in the middle.
The race was that day, I remember.
Yeah.
That's going to happen a lot now.
That's what ran long.
Right.
You know, I count on football running long, so I'll record the following program.
Races do too sometimes, especially when there's accidents.
I just forgot. Yeah.
Or weather delays.
Oh, races last 2 days sometimes.
A new study published yesterday shows that about 40% of college kids are addicted to their smartphones, and the students have poorer sleep quality because of it.
How about 40% of the population?
Yeah, I would think so.
Well, they studied the college kids.
Seems low for college kids.
Representative of the whole population.
Well, addicted is the word here. The study shows that those who spent time on their phones during activities with family or friends and also after midnight were the highest risk to become addicted.
It's just kind of reflex anymore. You're a little bored, grab your phone.
They did say there is no quantitative number of hours that someone can spend on a smartphone to be defined as addicted as of yet, but that's what they've come up with.
I think the addiction gene, I'm not sure it's addiction, but what bothers me is if we decide to watch something together and I see her glancing down.
Oh, yeah.
I put my phone off. I know it bugs you too, Todd. I put my phone off to the side if I want to watch a movie or something like that because I'm thinking I know I'll pick it up. So I put it off to the side. And she goes, "What do you care if I look down?" I said, "I just, because it bugs me." I want to watch the movie.
I'd like you to be paying attention too.
Right. Yeah. It's a battle I don't win. So I try to, I try to ignore it, but,
Well, they'll say they're good at multitasking. Oh, no, you're not concentrating.
No. I'm paying attention.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, you're not. Apparently, we all have that problem, and we're not going to dwell too much because we all have to go home. yeah.
Well, I've actually sat down, like, we're all going to watch something together, all three of us, and I look around the room, and I'm the only one actually looking at the TV.
I know.
And it was something that I didn't really even want to watch in the first place.
Right. Yes, that's it. And then if you change the channel, like, we were watching that. I've gotten that.
I look around and I see the two other sets of eyes in the room looking down. I go, I didn't want to watch this in the first place, and now I'm the only one watching it.
Yes. Yes. That has happened to me.
And don't say anything when that happens.
Oh, no.
I did that over the weekend.
Yeah.
Like, I turned this on because everybody wanted to watch it. Now I'm the only one.
Right.
Speaking of chick shows, we got an email from our buddy Kelsey.
Oh, this is good. Yeah.
Let me see if I can find
it. I like Kelsey's emails. She's good.
I hear this. I'll throw myself under the bus here, guys. I'm a 30-year-old black dude, and I love The Crown. Teaches me a lot about the UK and such from back in the day. Like, I have no idea why Princess Di was a big deal, but the show teaches me.
Oh, he's a young guy, yeah.
Ordeal.
Young guy.
And everything. Did her saga interest any of you guys at all? When she died, it was a big deal for you. Now, when she died, we were about Kelsey's age.
Well, here was the deal with that. You just osmosis, you knew her story.
Right.
I mean, I didn't watch the wedding in 81, excuse me, and I didn't really pay attention to this stuff. I didn't read it, but you just had to exist during those days to find out who she was. Yeah, of
course. Yeah, just watch the news.
Right, it was on. Right.
And it got real scandalous toward the end, and then, what is it, 97 she died?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, about that.
Never understood how big or why it was so big. It's like the O.J. Simpson trial. I knew of it, and that had happened. I had no idea how much it took over the country until I watched the People versus O.J. show.
Well, no, that makes sense. You got to watch those.
Right.
Both of those are called history. Now, The Crown's is taking some poetic license, and the people in Britain will say that.
Yeah,
but it does give the details of what happened.
Right? Isn't that one of those where they kind of twist a couple of the details to change from what actually happened?
Well, no, they can do what they want because they're coming up with it. But they're talking about how they don't think the Queen was as cold as they show her on these shows, that kind of stuff, just little things like that. But, yeah, The People versus O.J., I didn't watch either because we lived that.
Yes.
And I heard it was so great, but I just couldn't watch it because, I mean, we lived that. That was before smartphones, so it was 24/7 news. And you paid attention. You watched TV.
Right.
People watched the trial.
That's,
you know,
all the news channels covered at that time.
Right. And there was no smartphones. So you weren't distracted sitting on the couch.
Yes, period pieces go. The Crown is much better than Bridgerton, but Bridgerton was done by Shonda Rhimes, so I got to support black folk when I can.
Bridgerton, the black guy gets laid a lot, so that dude should, Kelsey should like that.
That was the guy that
was on SNL.
All the chicks dig him, man.
Yeah. Oh, they swoon.
Yeah. He's a handsome man.
Yeah, even I remember watching the O.J. Chase.
Yeah.
I was like 14. But
you're older than Kelsey, that's why.
Yeah, I remember that breaking in, you know, the NBA Finals on that night, the whole thing.
Yep. Your mom was with us. Yeah. We were at a bar in town.
Yep. Knicks and Rockets.
There was
Rockets,
only one bar in town.
No, she was in this town. But,
was it the Knicks?
Yeah, Knicks Rockets.
Yeah. Knicks Rockets, yeah.
It was the first year Jordan was gone.
We were at Pinky's, and that'll just make everybody happy that was around then. I hear that name again. And there's a lot of you listening. Fun times.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So it was a big deal yesterday. Dolly Parton got herself a vaccine.
I like Dolly Parton, but when she started singing Vaccine to Jolene, I wanted to reshoot a screen and slap her around.
Oh, man, I'm glad I didn't hear
that.
Oh, you can if you want.
I do want to hear it because, now, once again, everything about Dolly's cool. She's a liberal, which I really love about her, always has been, speaks her mind, doesn't care. And a lot of the country music fans hate that she is that way, but she is.
Big cans.
She's an icon. She's really cool. She writes great songs. She wrote most of her stuff.
Now, but she did say this. Okay. We'll get to Vaccine here in a second.
Yeah,
but she did say this.
Now, I just wanted to encourage everybody, because the sooner we get to feeling better, the sooner we are going to get back to being normal. So I just want to say to all of you cowards out there, don't be such a chicken squat. Get out there and get shot.
There you go.
Chicken squat.
I don't think they're afraid of the shot. I think they're denying the shot. So I do like what she said, Dad. I don't think anybody's really afraid of a needle. Some women are. Some guys are a little queasy. But
but it's the vaccine. Yeah, they think they're going to get
right.
Tracking.
I'm gonna. Well, they're just idiots. I'm gonna pass.
I think it's also like a mask. They show they think the vaccine is a sign of weakness.
Right. Right.
That you got to go get a vaccine. What are you afraid of?
Now you might refuse the vaccine after you hear this.
There's this. Let's see here.
Vaccine. I'm begging of you, please don't hesitate. Vaccine. Because once you're dead, then that's a bit too late.
All right.
I think
there is that. Once you're dead, that's too late.
Don't sing it. Don't sing it to Jolene. Right. Don't bastardize Jolene, which is a great song. And also, I thought it was me being my, just grumpy self watching TV. My wife even said, oh, geez.
Right.
So I knew
right.
I was on the right side of history here.
I think whoever wrote that song should sue Dolly Parton.
She did.
Yeah.
She writes all her songs.
I know.
Yeah, love you, Dolly, but don't do that. Don't.
No, I'm not going to. I don't really hear Jolene much, in my daily life. But if I were here to get it, I'm going to sing Vaccine. Vaccine.
You know, that's one of those songs that I'm completely aware of that I don't know that I've ever heard in its entirety.
Well, I worked a year in country music back in the day, so I played that hot rotation 10 years after it was released.
Yeah, at least.
I was forced to play some country music in my first radio gig. That was actually one of the better ones.
Right. Oh, yeah, it was.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat with you, Craig. I don't know if I've ever heard that all the way through.
Yeah, I know the hook.
Yeah.
We all
vaccine,
do.
Oh. Vaccine. That's it. I need that clip because I could join the Proclaimers.
Oh, man.
We can stay down.
No, I'm not going to give it to you.
I might play
that
for 3 or 4 months. You know, we're still all getting the vaccine.
Here's a note from Brian. Introducing the GMC Hummer EV electric truck.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I do remember they brought those out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I saw
an electric Hummer sounds nice. How about it, Craig?
Electric, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah, you're not picky.
Search that.
Electric Hummer?
Yeah.
Search that on the U-Porn.
That's called an auto suck, isn't it? Electric Hummer, basically. That's what Bush told me.
$60,000, and that's just, the bare bones.
Yeah, but a Hummer with gas is 60 grand, too, I bet.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Yeah, so it ain't like it's any different anymore. Some of them are, but
yeah. Final seats, crank windows,
exactly,
AM radio, and your electric Hummer.
Well, that Audi I was talking about, they're running a commercial. That's how I saw it on TV. It's a 4-door sports car, but it's really freaking cool. And I think it said starting 67.7, so I actually Googled it. No, it's basically 100 grand if you want everything on it. Not that 67.7 is cheap, because that's expensive as
but
hell.
But you got to figure in the gas savings.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I'm with you though. If they made a nice SUV that could get around in the snow,
right, and easy to go get gas. You'd have it in your car. You'd have those stations are in the garage,
and it was comparably priced.
Right.
I'd buy one.
Have around the house, around the neighborhood. Yeah.
Next time I was in the market for a vehicle, I would look at one.
Yeah,
sure.
for tooling around town.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, you could drive. You could drive 100 miles, turn around, and come back. So you got that.
Yeah.
But 100 miles leaving Omaha, you're in the middle of nowhere.
Well,
so
most states.
There's no reason to drive 100 miles there unless you're going to keep going further.
Have some charging stations. Yeah. But like I said, a lot of them are just Tesla only.
Right. Yeah.
And if you were in a spot where, like for me, if I got one and I wanted to take a road trip, I could probably just rent a car.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because that's only going to happen once or twice a year, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, but do they rent trucks?
They rent anything. I rent. Yeah, they rent.
I don't think they want you to take them off the road, though.
You pay the insurance. You can do anything you want with them.
Can you?
Yeah. I mean, I always get the extra insurance on those things because I don't know what the hell's going to happen with that thing.
Yeah, because I know I've taken some rental cars places they probably wouldn't want me to take.
We took a rental car. You and me, your ex, and my dad were in that small rental car going through the Phoenix desert. Remember the potholes? I don't even know how we made it. Remember we left that race early?
Yep.
And you went off-road to avoid the traffic, and we were like in a escort, basically?
No, it was a Ford Aspire.
Right, it aspired
Whatever
to be a car.
That was.
It aspired to be a real vehicle.
wasn't that like a little egg of a car?
Yep. Yes, and all four of us, my dad, Todd, and his ex, and me, and a small car, and Todd took it off-road outside the racetrack in Phoenix. just to get us to beat the traffic. And we were going through some areas of it, and we ain't going to make it. There was a couple ditches up there. We're just going to bottom out and sit here.
Yeah, big ruts in the scrub desert. I remember that. Yeah.
This is why you don't buy the rental car when they want to sell you those.
That's right, exactly.
Because somebody drove it like a rental.
Oh, well, this was the rental car that kind of came with the trip package.
Still, we abused the hell out of it.
I think they bought a whole package for a couple of listeners and us, and it included a free rental car.
Right.
And that free rental car was a Ford Aspire.
Subcompact.
Right.
Yeah. Subcompact. Yeah. There was nothing to that car.
No, it was a piece of crap. Somebody's driving right now in one of those, driving somewhere.
Yeah,
you're right.
It got us through the desert.
Yeah, you're right.
It did.
I'll give it credit. I'll give it credit.
I bet it wouldn't make it through that desert twice.
No, man. We lucked out.
It's like the family truckster. Right, you get done and it just falls apart.
All right.
We can do that if you like.
Okay.
Will it fit? Or will it fit?
Oh, and we're going to need the mugshot on this as well.
I got it.
Wichita Falls, Texas.
All right.
A woman called police to say that 22-year-old Riley Weiss was causing trouble in her apartment. Cops discovered that Weiss was already being sought on an earlier drugs possession charge. They arrested her. The woman who called police on Weiss said that Riley had a meth pipe. Cops couldn't find it.
Of course they couldn't.
Officers.
It wasn't in her mouth, Craig?
I don't believe so.
All right.
Officers who took Weiss to jail noticed that she kept fidgeting and asked her if she was concealing anything. She allegedly said no.
did she say what's your definition of concealing? Because I'm smoking that thing down there. Was it ass or vagina?
And then a subsequent
the answer is
search,
yes, by the way,
is said to have uncovered the glass pipe she is said to have concealed within her body.
Yes, it fit.
Yeah. Now where?
Oh, yes, it fit.
I've given you the information I have.
Crack pipes
within her body.
Crack pipes are pretty fragile. I'm sure it didn't just crack.
It is important to look at her mugshot here.
Why? Yeah,
and the headline of this article you sent me, Craig, says it was in her butt.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, but you need to look at the mugshot. It's up on Facebook and Twitter right now.
Two important elements of will it fit is what, and that would be a meth pipe, and where.
And where.
And I guess this would be butt.
It's unclear if this mugshot was taken before or after officers uncovered the glass pipe.
I think before.
If it's a dude,
Rachel? I mean, right? No, no, it's a female.
No, but if it's a dude, though, it's only butt, right?
Whatever. Depending on the size of your crack pipe.
Yeah, good point.
I guess from the picture, this is before they found the pipe.
KJTL reported that...
Yeah. Well, first of all, she's cracked. Those eyes are crazy. She is so crazy looking, man.
That's the eyes of someone who has a foreign object in their butt.
Yeah, that's also the eyes of somebody who smoked a lot of meth. That's a total meth.
KJTL reported that Weiss is now.
I'm away for 8 days now.
The 22-year-old lady has now been arrested 18 times, including 7 arrests for drug charges, 5 for assaults, 1 apiece for aggravated robbery, burglary, theft, and evading arrest.
Impressive.
Crazy crack eyes. It's too bad, though, because she hasn't really done it too long. She's not really in bad shape yet.
In that same article, there is a mugshot of hers from earlier, and she's gone downhill.
Oh, yeah.
Because I can see she probably cleaned up pretty well from this. Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is the bad shot, obviously, now, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, first one was from 2015, so this is 6 years later.
And she's prettier?
Oh, that's she's her. Much prettier.
Oh, my God, yeah. She's
yes.
I thought she could clean up well.
Oh, she's a before and after billboard.
Definitely.
But I've seen worse after ones.
Yeah, much worse.
But now that I see her before, you're right. She really ruined her looks.
Well, let's check in with her in another 2-3 years.
Right.
I don't see those around much anymore. The
crack
before
pipes?
And after meth?
Billboards?
Yeah. I saw some in Wyoming recently, but I haven't seen them elsewhere.
Wow, and if they according to this, she's 22 now, so that before picture, she was 16.
Right.
Well, she looks a little older than 16, so I'll give myself I'm not creeping on her there. But she was hot when she was
And she definitely looks
16.
Older than 22 now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
And meth. Those are, they are the eyes you make if a crack pipe's in your ass.
I think so.
Yeah.
Meth pipe or crack pipe?
Good point.
I think you said
meth
says
pipe. Glass pipe.
Yeah,
either
glass
way,
pipe,
both of those things will age you quickly.
And give you those eyes.
Meth pipe, yep.
a pipe in your ass or a pipe in your mouth? They'll both age you.
Yeah.
You thought I was giving you a choice, right?
Now, you don't go meth pipe to mouth, no. To meth pipe to ass.
Never do that. Never.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.